My name is Leah Abramson, and I'm a musician and songwriter based in Vancouver. In high school, I was labeled as so-called youth at risk, and I did some pretty stupid things, and I got caught sometimes, but I also got away with a lot. I was also lucky enough to have my parents put me in music lessons when I was a kid, and they bought me my first guitar when I was a teenager. And once I started writing songs, it gave me something to pour my energy into, and I basically stopped putting myself at risk. But what if my family didn't have money for lessons or instruments? Or what if my love of music had never been noticed or encouraged? And if those choices had never even existed for me? What would I be doing now, and where would I be? A few years ago, with this in mind, I started volunteering as a music teacher at the Fraser Valley Institution, or FVI, a federal prison for women in Abbotsford, BC. The following music and interviews were recorded inside the prison during a song workshop in June and then a recording session on July 24th, 2010. I think I hear Jennifer. Hey.
Might have to make room for the big drum.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. I'm Jennifer. I'm the one singing right now.
Okay.
I'm Hannah. I'm the keeper.
She's my drum keeper, our drum keeper of the institution.
What we're going to need to do is, when we're ready to go, we're going to close the door and everyone's going to have to be super quiet.
Quiet, yeah. Yeah.
Did you kind of start singing in a choir when you were younger and then like kind of stop in between until you got here? Or was it music a part of your life in any way, but in between?
Yeah, even throughout my life, I've always turned to music, right? And it's always been like my own way of, like, not escape, but it helped self-soothe myself, right? And I had like I didn't have an easy life, right? Mm-hmm. So in my life, music helps me like relax, or, you know, like when I'm angry, I listen to music, you know, and I'm sure it works like that for many people, and it's no matter what kind of life you live, it helps a lot of people express their feelings. My mom's family was like alone, like from her own family, like that she was separated from her sisters and brothers. She's youngest, and her sister was her best friend, and ever since her sister died, my mom was kind of alone, and she raised us alone. We just had each other, basically, and I think that's why we're so, like, close, and, I don't know, we're really tight, our family. I think that's probably why I wanted to sing, was because of my mom. Yeah, and in our culture, it's just a spiritual thing for me, too, right? But music will always be a part of my life, and even if it's just like my mom heard me singing that song on the phone to her, and she said she wished she had it on a CD so she could replay it over and over, right? And that's why I'm doing it, right?
After I graduated from high school, I was an anti-globalization activist. I went to protests and held up signs. I wanted the world to be a better place, and I wanted to do my part. But eventually I was disillusioned with protests and stopped doing anything political. Instead, I just concentrated on playing and writing music. I felt like nothing I did made a difference anyway. But I got sick of doing nothing, and at the same time, I also realized that music affects people way more than protest signs.
Okay. I just got my D.
D? Okay.
D?
Yeah. Did Jen's already hear us?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Where are you going? She came and got me, or I probably wouldn't have made it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I live in the Slee now, and you have to have a guard coming at me. You can't just come to my door like all the other houses in here.
Okay.
I don't play well with other women. And there's 60 in here.
So have you been writing songs for a while then?
Yeah, I've been writing songs since the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a pretty big book full of them.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that can, I have a topic and the whole song spills out. If I don't write it down, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at things and add things to it or take things away from it. It just comes out.
So music in your life now is like pretty
central. Music's my God. It's the universal language, and it's the one thing that I have that's mine, right? That nobody can take away from me. No matter where I am or what I'm doing, I can still hear music on the radio. I can still, even in here, I buy CDs, and that's my time for me. I put those headphones on, and I relax, and I can write a letter. I can write lyrics. I can do whatever I want, and I can block the whole world out if I want to. And after the death of my son in January, if it wasn't for that music, I probably would have been, and here, I probably would have been back on the street. And not that I made a habit of it, because I came in here clean and healthy and happy, but your past always catches up with you. And there's nothing better than putting on a set of Bose headphones and listening to classical Bach or Beethoven. Right? Some people look at me and go, ooh. But I used to sing opera too, so I love opera too. Right?
Sorry, where were you singing?
In Caribou.
Okay.
It was a hotel that's torn down now. But we had a band called The Majestic Experience, and we had a lot of fun with it, a lot of fun.
Thanks.
And I used to sing like top 10 in the 80s, right?
That's awesome.
And now my voice is so much deeper because of all the smoking and, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, I miss it. So I'm now starting to get my voice back through choral and here, right?
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's always been a dream of mine. My attitude's always, if you want something bad enough with all your heart, you can get it. And I did. I was just about to cut a record before I got bronchial pneumonia.
Well, I was looking out the window, saw him standing there. I remember the familiar look in his eyes, soft colors in his hair. As I slowly opened the door, love began to grow, watching him standing there, his head bent very low.
I first met Teresa just over a year ago when I helped put together a small choir for a multimedia art project at FEI. Teresa was the most dedicated member, and she always stayed late to show us all the songs she was working on. And I'm really excited for Teresa and all the other women involved in this project, because now their music is recorded and they can share it with loved ones and everyone else on the outside.
My name's Teresa, and the song is called Rainbows, and it came to me at a time in my life where I was going through a lot of growth and change. Started playing the piano, I've been on a different spiritual journey for myself. I just feel like there's been a tremendous amount of healing in my life since I started playing a year ago. I can't help but kind of believe that it is connected to the music in my life.
So you took piano lessons like when you were younger, right?
When I was 3 and 4 years
old.
Really? Yeah.
That long ago?
Very young. And then I didn't play until I was 28. I couldn't play two hands on a keyboard. I couldn't play anymore. So
that's amazing that you've really come a long way.
Yeah, I made a lot of progress here. I picked it up quickly, and I think it's because I played when I was, like, I had that little bit of a memory attached to it. And when I started playing in here, it was a hard time in my sentence. I was going through some really heavy programs. I was searching for a stronger sense of self. I had these really fond memories of playing when I was a little kid, and a sadness that I had stopped. So when I started playing again, and I realized that I could play, and that I was still pretty good at playing, it was very strengthening and, like, extremely comforting.
I will not let these fears.
My My name is Leah Abramson, and I'm going to be playing some music for you that was recorded at the Fraser Valley Institution in Abbotsford, BC. I'm going to be playing music from the drum circle at the institution. They have about 5 or 6 members, and they get together and play songs from the different Aboriginal traditions of the women who live in the institution. So we're going to start off with a song called The Friendship Song. That was the FVI drum circle with the friendship song. Next up, we're going to hear a song called P4W, and afterwards we'll hear an explanation of the song by the women who drummed it.
Yeah. The last one we sang was P4W. It's from Kingston, Ontario, in the Women's Federal Prison. It came from the elder Ellen Mooshkamp. Mm-hmm. She passed away a couple years ago. She gave this song to the women. It's just to honor the fallen sisters who have
committed suicide or who have been abused, hurt in that prison, because there was a lot of negativity going on with the guards, corruptness, and a lot of women have fallen from that. So the song is for her, for them, all of them.
Because our institution right now wouldn't be the way it is if it wasn't for them.
You mean this institution's a lot better?
Oh, yeah.
This institution is awesome compared to the other penitentiaries. Mm-hmm. A lot of women become
hard and violent.
Yeah, hard and violent, and that's the only way they know how to survive when they come out of jail. So they're institutionalized when they leave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here it's more relaxed. It's more like summer camp.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We all have houses, mm-hmm. and we're able to cook our own food, and we have access to the elder.
Yeah.
And to the chaplain, we can go to the culture room, the library. We don't have to wait for staff to come get us. We are able to leave our houses when we want. Mm-hmm. We have a kennel.
Yeah, we have dogs here. We can take care of the dogs. And that's also a good program for us, too. We wouldn't have had that either if it wasn't for our fallen sisters.
We have construction courses, one that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. They're, House 10 and House 11 got built by us. Our healthcare got built by us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Edmonton or to Kitchener, Ontario, or Nova, Juliet, I'm pretty sure they do not have these programs there. Mm-hmm. So this song is just to honor the women who put up with everything that they've had to deal with,
mm-hmm.
and who are essentially looking after us right now.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And now you're going to hear a song called The David Song by the same group. This has been a short broadcast of songs by the Drum Circle of the Fraser Valley Institution in Abbotsford.